thanks for coming on, Congressman. We'll get to net neutrality in just a minute. Thank you for coming on, though. Okay?
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, in watching the president saying those things while standing next to Vladimir Putin on foreign soil, what were you thinking and feeling?
Oh, just incomprehensible. I mean, just incomprehensible. I mean, the fact is, beyond the Russia meddling in our elections, I think that the bigger issue was, I think he went very hard on our allies. In some respects, I think for good reason. I think not spending enough on defense, being too reliant upon the United States, not being tough enough on Russia in terms of Germany allowing the pipeline for natural gas from Russia, making Europe more dependent upon Russians for natural gas, giving them leverage over Europe. But then at the same time, he went soft on Russia with Putin, which was absolutely incredible. I mean, just I think the only word to describe it is incomprehensible. But not good. Not a good day for American foreign policy. Not a good day for our security interests.
It seems like Representative Coffin that your party has basically become the Trump party. So what do you say to your colleagues like Rand Paul and some other who are giving the president cover for what he did?
Oh, I don't think the Congress of the United States is a co-equal branch to the executive. The executive branch, and so I think that the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have spoken out in terms of the president's conduct on this visit, and so I hope the White House gets the message.
All right, and we're about less than 20 minutes away now, 15 minutes or so from you delivering some remarks there in D.C., unveiling and discussing your legislation, the 21st Century Internet Act. It's all about the future of net neutrality. Tell us about it.
Well, I think it's very important to preserve net neutrality. I think no blocking of content for internet service providers. No throttling, no paid prioritization, and so those principles that are important in net neutrality in the United States to set this policy, and not by an unelected commission, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to set that policy, and then that policy to change with every administration. We need to create certainty that the internet is so foundational for this economy, and so I hope to establish that legislatively.
Quickly, do you think the FCC and the commissioner, they're out of step with what you think should be done then?
You know, I think they really are. Well, I think the fact that Congress has not acted, I think in Congress not acting, they're acting. But I think in repealing net neutrality, I think it's a wrong move for the FCC. I think we ought to preserve net neutrality, but we need to modernize it. My legislation creates a new title for broadband that I think is very important. We need some regulation. We don't need to overregulate it, but we rely on it now for commerce, and we need some certainty in terms of what the internet's going to be in the future.
Congressman Mike Coffin from D.C., thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.